Shalom, and welcome to Bible Stories as Blueprints of the Soul, your Biblical Hebrew podcast. Nando, first of all.
Shabbat Shalom, it is Shabbat Shalom, friends.
And what is the question that you'd like to ask today?
I was wondering if I may ask a question about the word and about the feeling to be angry or about the anger. We had the opportunity once to speak about the Hebrew root, about this feeling. Mm-hmm. And if you could share some thoughts about it, I will be glad.
Thank you for the question. So the anger is not personal, because usually people express themselves, I was angry, I'm in anger, I'm furious. This is what the language does. There is, how do you say, claiming of that I am the one who has anger, but it's not private. Anger rises. There is appearance, it's a manifestation. There's infinite ways to manifest the source, and one of them is anger. So it's not private anger. Because if it is private anger, what happens, and this is what people think, I'm angry, and usually when people say, I'm angry, it is always about what? He's angry about another person that caused, so to speak, him harm. So there is a relation of subject and object. When people say, or when we say, I am angry, it's angry about whom or what. So there's a linear connection, subject-object. And this is not accurate. And also this is not true. Because anger arises. There aren't any persons or individual doers or living. This is how we think about ourselves. But from infinite or from nature or from life, there is no personalities. There aren't any persons. Anger is a phenomenon. Like fire rises. Just to give us an example how the element is working in nature. In nature, in order that a seed, let's say, of wheat or any kind of plant, let's say take a seed of wheat or a seed of oak, put them in the ground, water them enough, and time will pass, and after a while, we shall see a sprout appearing. Let's say the seed was like covered in the ground for a while, how much it needs. It was watered enough. Sun came and warmed the soil. The seed, the shell of the seed was rotten in the ground, open. The potential of life is now has an exposure to the earth, and there's like all kinds of, let's say, processes are happening, and suddenly after many days or a period comes a sprout, a green sprout. And what used to be concealed from the eye when we put the sand of seed of wheat in the ground and used to be unseen for a while, suddenly there's a sprout coming, green. The same power that brings the green sprout above the ground is the same fire that nourishes the anger. So there isn't any private anger. It's just a manifestation of nature. In this case, the element of fire. It's the same fire that brings the sprouts or the bud. Yes, in spring, after the long sleep of winter, and suddenly we see buds of flowers. Now we can see the buds of the Shkedia. Shkedia is almond. And in spring, we shall see more and more buds of the trees because there's nourishment of fire and then something is open. So to return to your question, there is no personal anger because what happens and what follows the sense of personal anger is to follow it or to back it up with an action. But it's not personal. Like a sprout comes out, like a bud of a flower appears in the field or on the tree, anger rises. It's one of the phenomena of nature. It's not private. If you sit at the bank of the river and suddenly you see a boat is moving and people are in it, and after a while like wind comes and clouds are coming and rain is pouring, it's a manifestation of nature. All of those different pictures are manifestation of the nature, of the source, but they're not private. What we say, usually, this is what the brain does, interprets what is happening towards the object, which is myself. It was rainy day for whom? For me. The sun shone for whom? For me. There was a traffic jam for whom? For me. But it's not like that at all. So the root of anger is fire in terms of element, but there is no private anger. This is an expression of truth wants to go out. What do you see from that, Fernando?
Oh, it's interesting. It's because I like the idea that it's something that happens. And usually, I have two points that came to me. Usually we think that we know why we are angry. Sometimes we don't know, but we are trying to find why, you know. I'm angry because somebody did something that I didn't like, or so on and so forth. But it seems that it is not like that, you know, because no. We are getting a frame of perspective too related to the ego mind, you know, like this. A very narrow perspective, usually.
Yes.
This is interesting. But I was also thinking that sometimes we feel anger because somebody crosses the line, you know, that we put, you know. Let's say that you are doing something and somebody come across and take you out from your concentration and so on. Mm-hmm. So this person crossed the line, you know, and this brings anger. And so I think that this anger also sometimes serves to cross a line, you know, to demark a line where you think that you could be safe or you would like to be. I don't know if it makes sense to you. Yes.
Anger is also, how do you say, frames borders. Yes, if this is what you say, to cross the line.
Yes. So you put a border, you know. I like to be in silence and somebody's shouting.
Yes.
Around.
Yes. So it's an expression of a border. Yes, but it's not private. It's an expression of a border. It's not private. Yes, but when you see this is happening, it's an expression of border. In some societies or cultures, people are not allowed. And this is interesting. I don't know how you think about it. In some cultures or societies, it's not appropriate to show anger or to express anger in a bit.
Yes, but it can be healthy as well, you know. You need to put this line, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is very healthy because, good evening, Yanis, we're very happy to see you here. Once there is anger, there is an expression of a border, like a firewall. This is it. Yes? Because what happens is when there is no, so to speak, this appearance, it's not private, so there isn't so much, we don't have borders between us. I mean, what do I mean by that? What is the air outside? And really, there is no separation. But for healthy life, there is like a sense like of different atmospheres, let's call it like that. Like in the sea, you see sometimes on the shore, you see seagulls and you see crows. And crows, they have their own air. Seagulls have the shore and the waters because they are like, can do both. So you see also in nature, there is a natural space for the crow, a natural space for the seagull, and they don't intervene with each other. So it's a border by nature. And also for us, it's not bad when there's an expression of anger. It's just marks, let's say, a space or border, yes? And it goes out, and then there's a peace, but the expression is not private. It is not private. Also, we take ourselves so seriously, deadly serious, but we just came from the shore, and you see there is a bird, its name is Siksak, a very elegant bird with long legs, and it is very much protective of its chick. And whenever there is a threat, yes, on the cheek of the Siksak, the parents are flying above the babies, and they make a sound, like alert. Let's say the chicks or the baby, the eggs are under threat. So the parents are going to really attack, not attack, but defensive mode. They say, they have this, you hear the calling of them in the air, and you know that they are on stress, or the babies or the eggs on stress. And they make this sound, and they're flying above, so to speak, the space which the chicks are lying in or hiding in. When and why do they make the sound? Because the minor birds, immigrated bird from India, yes, are coming closer to their babies or to their eggs. So we don't say the Siksak is angry. We say the sound, because you learn the sound in the air, when the Siksak makes this, so he's protecting the territory where the babies are. So we don't say the Siksak is angry because someone crosses his line, you know. The miners, they always push. They push every bird. This is the nature of the minor bird. It pushes crows, it pushes crows, and how do you say, the little bird, sparrows, every bird they will push. This is the nature. So when they come to the Siksak is very much protective of the offspring. So we don't say, we don't say the Siksak is angry when there's an expression of this sound and he suddenly flies, they fly in couples, yes, the mother and the father to protect. We don't say they're angry. There is a sense of danger to the offsprings and they are protecting it. This is it. It shows us in a way, it's easy to look at a bird kingdom, yes? It's easier to look at the birds. We don't say that he is angry because someone crossed his lines. there is a threat of the offsprings, and this is the behavior of nature to protect the next generation or to protect life in general. They have the sound, they alert, they fly in a certain way. Together they share the space, and the two birds are protecting the eggs on the ground. Yes, because this is the only bird, and this is quite interesting, that keeps its eggs on the ground. Usually the birds keep their eggs in a nest on a tree or high surface, but they keep the eggs on the ground. So it is very good to look, because we are not that different. Who crowned himself as crown of creation? Man. Man decided that he is the center of the universe, that he is the crown of creation. But look what is happening. There is no private anger. And it's when anger comes, it just flows. It doesn't ask a permission. Yes, it doesn't register, how do you say, a turn 1 week before to ask us when we are available for anger. It just rises. Yes, yes, yes. Oh. So anger is just an expression of fire. It's like firewall. If you look at it as firewall, that you did not operate. We are not the operating systems of ourselves. So it is foolish to try to control anger or all kinds of an expression. This is an expression of nature. It just also would be foolish to what? To control our need from time to time to go to the toilet toilet or to the showers. It is just stupid. Can someone control the need of a body in time and space to empty itself from solids or from liquid? It's just, you would not do it naturally. This is what comes with nature. The cat does not ask for permission or try to control its needs. It just goes and the needs are going. But we are trying to control, yes, the needs to go to the toilet, number one, number two. We're trying to control anger, yes, and so on, and other kinds of sentiments, of emotions. It's just stupid. It's just stupid. It's just ignorance. This is what it is. We cannot control. Look now at the air. There was a great storm. Now on the shore, there's a huge, huge carpet, bigger than the last carpet that appeared here 1 week ago of weed. Much, much large and huge. And people are coming from all over the area to take pictures and to pose. And it's a phenomenon because there was such a strong storm of 100 kilometer per hour wind that it brought from the bottom of the ocean like treasures, literally. If people of Japan were here, they would collect it, know what to do with the seaweeds and so. But people here are coming and photoing the event and so. This is an expression. Who can stop such, and who, let's say, look at the weather, how do you say, services? They have maps. They have all kinds of models. They can tell you it's going to be stormy. There are maps. Rain will come, snow will come, more or less according to the models that they have, which are developing every moment. But nobody can stop 100 kilometer per hour wind. Nobody could stop. They stop flight. They stop the air flight from Haifa Airport. It was so dangerous. Who can stand in front of such a storm? A frontier. this is something that we never seen, like blast of cold air and wind, like somebody put their like engines, but not of airplane or how do you say airfield, something giant, and the turbulence also, the air was pushing the water of the sea, and the way waves were rising very high and fall again. It was such a event. Who can stop this? People wish to stop, control anger? Some people would say that a storm is an expression of anger. It's not anger, it's an expression. There's a beautiful verse in Psalms, Adir Bamarom Hashem. Great, great is being in heavens. Who knows what is happening? It's just enormous happening. But if comes the little translator and says, oh, it was stormy for me, I was freezing. No, it's not personal against you. The wind does not only blows through your windows and doors at your private home. It just blows all over the area. Cyprus, Greece, Turkey, Israel, Jordan, until Iran. Yes, it's a front. It's not private. Look at the weather. It's not private. So how anger can be private? How? The problem is the translation. We say, it is my anger, and I am angry. And I am angry about A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Therefore, I have to act against the source of the anger, which we think it is A, B, C, D. We are not the source of the anger. The other one, so to speak, is not the source of the anger. It's just something that, it's just an expression that comes from the nomenon to the phenomenon, from the source to the manifestation. You would not say about a field of wheat after you have planted the seed of wheat and you water it, or the rain water it, sometimes there is snow and the sun comes and warm the area. When you see the first sprouts of wheat coming from the ground, you would not say the wheat is angry. No, you should be happy to see the green sprout. It means it is a beautiful process that happened under the ground we could not see, and now there's like new life coming through the sprouts. So you would not say it, the wheat is angry. But we say, what do we say? I am angry about A, B, C, D. Oh, it would be ridiculous if you would say that the wheat is angry of the sun. It's just, you see how ridiculous it is? Anger can come. Anger can appear. Anger is being manifested through various way, through different instruments, but one thing, it's not private. And also there's a beautiful verse that describes the anger. Ka'as kaf ein samech, and sometimes the samech switch with a shin, like left shin. And it's like ke'ash, ke'ash. So what is anger? It appears in one split of a second, but it doesn't have any value because it's like ke'ash. What is ke'ash? It's a moth. A moth is not a butterfly. Yes? So it just, there's appearance of it But yes, it's not a butterfly. In all religions or in traditions, they speak about good attributes. It's not to be good to be angry, to hold grudge. Yes, it's okay, but it's not private. Once we are holding or we believe that we are the source of anger, what happens is that there's a screen that comes, a veil, and then the sense of separation. Yes, from the world. But again, anger or is not private, is an expression of the element of fire. And like the zigzag protects nature and the next generation, also when there's an expression of anger, boundaries and unseen, this is quite deep to understand, unseen borders were crossed. We are not aware of borders. Why? Because we are not objects. This is very interesting, Fernando, if you could speak about that. This is quite interesting. Borders is not solid ground. What might be a borderline or crossing the line of yourself today, tomorrow it might not be that way. At a split of a moment, anger can rise. Not because someone did A, B, C, D. It just rises. We are translating it and make an interpretation and say, because A, I'm now angry. He crossed my lines or so. Do we have lines? Do we have borders? Something that might be considered as a border today, tomorrow, or the next moment will not be considered as a border, as a line, as a fortress that we need to protect. There's something that has to do with anger, and I noticed this. And also that there's a lot of writings about it. The more people are reading, or the more we read, the more the thoughts or the thinking is engaged. There's a lot of fire happening. Yes, and with this comes anger, because the root of anger is also fire. So it's quite simple. If we are during the day in an innocent doing, like taking care of things and so, the mind is not so much occupied. I noticed today, I was opening the book of Sefer HaBahir, and I noticed very beautiful text about dreams. I wanted to read for you, Fernando, and to people here about dreams and so. And I immediately start, there was a footnote of Kaplan. This is so broken, because all the footnote that he wrote is completely out of any reference. It's just from the hip, and it has nothing to do with the text, because it's a living text. Once you write footnote, it's dead. And I noticed that the temptation to look for reference is very big, and then you move from the text itself, not as a living text or a living river, and you look, and then there's another engagement and a lot of fire and foreign fire. Yes, and this is creates such a sense of the seeker, you're looking for something. Yes, it creates a lot of unwanted fire. Yes, But it appears and disappears, and the rest of the day you're just doing the daily things and just happy. And when there's a need of communication, there's a communication coming, yes? Good morning, Rodrigo. Shabbat Shalom. So the more, it's not that it's not good to read or so, but the moment there is engagement with the reading and there's a thinking that we've got it, or it's just an illusion. Yes, great. A great one. And also, if this is happening, so what? Move on. The text of dreams. The text of dreams, Fernando? 1 second. I'll go and bring it. 1 second. Cholam. It's a dot above the letter. Can you hear now? Is it? Hello? Hello, can you hear? Can you hear? Can you hear now? Hello? Hello? Can you hear now? Hello, hello, can you hear? Hello. Thank you for listening to Bible Stories as Blueprints of the Soul, your Biblical Hebrew podcast. For more information, articles, videos, and interactive classes, please visit hebrew.learnoutlive.com or join our YouTube channel. Shalom v'chol tov. Thank you.